Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Keough. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive towards third. Klimchuk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Foy steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Horton steals second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clem Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off bunker, and towards Hernandez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bunker hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Nelson moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Shaw applying the tag. 2 outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Keough moves to second. 1 out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bunker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clem Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Clem Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clem Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Clem Chalk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Law now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Baker who is chasing the ball. Foy reaches third base with a triple. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive towards first. Horton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Baker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Nelson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.